Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so excited because today we have with us Emily Petros, a transformational leader focused on employee empowerment and challenging the traditional leadership hypothesis. Emily has spent over 10 years working in a variety of industries. Emily, president of Evolve, has direct oversight of operations which encompass coaching both personal and professional relationships. Emily's focus on relationships, trust, and rapport in a highly emotional field has allowed her to utilize her strengths to implement rapid change and improve relationship engagement. She's no stranger to the pitfalls of life, relationships, parenting, and self-confidence. Her dedication to her own ongoing personal growth and development is a testament to her success and the success of her clients. Emily, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I know you have such a strong vision and so much passion for your purpose in life. For those who have not had the pleasure of meeting you, can you tell us a little bit about what that looks like and how you got where you are today?
There's been so many things that have contributed to my vision and my passion and my purpose. And I think a lot of what got me started on my journey was the process of self-discovery. The more that I began to look at myself internally and embrace the flaws that I had, recognize that there was a way to get over them, and then begin to build a plan to do that, the more I began to see and find compassion for other people, develop my own passion for other people, and realizing that that really was my true purpose here. And so I think it's been through my own journey and embracing, you know, what that looks like for me that has helped me to really get to the place where I understand my passion and my purpose.
That is so beautiful. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do for your clients.
So it's a variety of different things that I do for them, but I think it can really all be summed up into one thing. I think we as humans often do not see the things in ourselves that others see in us, and sometimes it takes somebody that has the courage to say the things that you know are true or that you need to hear and love you through accepting that, embracing that, and then putting a plan together to transform into the person that you really want to be and become. And so for me, it really is about seeing those things in other people that they are not seeing in themselves, and then giving them a vehicle to be able to share that with the world.
Well, I know that a lot of this amazing ability and this wonderful work that you're doing with your clients comes from your own experience. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that have been challenging for you along the way.
So I was the girl who graduated high school on a Tuesday and had my oldest son on a Friday. And so from a very young age, I felt like I was a disappointment to my family, to what was the rest of my life going to be, and had I become a statistic. And as I navigated the next 3 years or so of my young life as a single mom and then went on to get married and have a couple of more children, the thing that I really realized was that it is the things that keep us down or that we felt like have kept us down that we learn the greatest about ourselves in that process if we're really willing to do the work and to look at ourselves. And so not only was the teen pregnancy something that I felt like it took me years to get through to figure out, you know, the level of self-defeat and doubt that I had incurred from that. And then I also was 300 pounds at one point in my life. And so the journey, just from those two things alone, I think the negative self-talk and the corner that I had backed myself into had really given me this platform to fight or flight almost every single thing that came into my life, good, bad, or indifferent. And I really wasn't happy with the person that I was. I really ended up living a large portion of my life as a victim and blaming other people for where I was and what was going on without really blaming them, but just sort of in this complaining mindset that wasn't serving me in any way, shape, or form, but it took a lot of internal investigation for me to realize that, you know, I had put those limitations and those boundaries on myself.
Wow, that is such a big realization, and then taking responsibility for changing things and now sharing that with others is so huge.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very powerful. It's very empowering, I should say.
Yes, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about what that looks like from the standpoint of how you've triumphed and how you use that to make that happen for your clients. I know you do this both on a personal as well as a professional level from the standpoint of workplace relationships as well as personal and interpersonal relationships, right?
Absolutely. I think that the first place, I mean, I think it's really hard to have a, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are doing culture, you know, going into a company and changing the culture. And I think from my perspective, to have true transformational change on the outside, it has to start from the inside. And so when I work with an individual or a team or a company, department, whatever it might be, I'm always challenging the individual first to really take a long look at what they've got going on in the mirror before we begin to look at how can the dynamic of the team or the family or the company begin to take that next step in elevating themselves. It really is important for each of them to look at, you know, where can I take some ownership here? Where can I take some responsibility? What are my strengths that I'm bringing to the table? And how does that make things complicated for my situation, for the team, for my family? How does that make things easier? And so for me, it starts with the individual first. Individualism is my number one strength. I'm able to see what they've got going on as an individual and then help them to bring that. And I think it was, again, just like I said before, it really was through my own journey, my own transformation, looking at me as an individual, taking responsibility and ownership, looking in the mirror, and then saying, okay, how can I now take the things that I feel like have kept me down, take responsibility and ownership for that, put something in place to be able to overcome some of those things, not beating myself up for them anymore, but utilizing them in a positive way, and then how can I begin to make an impact and a difference out there? That would be the way that I approach when I'm dealing with my clients and how I utilize my own experience to inspire them to make those changes, because it's very challenging. I mean, we talk about it on a level that's like, yay, this is where I've gotten and where I've come from, but it's very painful. It's a tough journey to be able to look in the mirror and have a really honest conversation with yourself if you are, say, an interrupter. You know, those things come from a much deeper place than just being an interrupter, if that makes sense.
It really does, and I'm so glad you gave that as an example. It is so interesting because something that seems like maybe a simple habit can have such really a deep, deep source within.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm speaking from experience because I used to be an interrupter, and I was a know-it-all, and not because I can remember railroading people, but even people that were close to me, my husband at the time, my sister, my mom, my friends, my coworkers, my employees, you know, railroading them, interrupting them, and being the one that had this insatiable need to be right. And it wasn't about them. had absolutely nothing to do with them. I wasn't deliberately trying to bring them down, but what I had to really look in the mirror and recognize and realize is that the reason that I was doing that was because if I was wrong, it threatened every bit of my self-worth and my sense of self-esteem. It would all come crashing down on me if I was wrong, even about something as simple as, do we go left or right in order to get to this restaurant? Is it faster if we go left or right? And my way had to be the best way. Oh my gosh, it was so painful to open myself up to, man, maybe I'm not right. And why am I, you know, what is it about this that is making me quest to bring these other people down in that process, or I'm bringing them down in the process of this quest that I'm on to be right all the time.
So that's so interesting. And thank you for sharing something so authentically to point out the difference that you're making in others' lives by being able to reach deep inside yourself and helping them reach deep inside themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so beautiful. So tell me a little bit about, you know, you've learned a lot of lessons going through all of this to look at yourself really hard. And now, again, as I said, helping others to do the same. What were the value of your lessons learned, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I think there is value from a emotional standpoint. I'm happier now. It's funny, every time I peel back another layer of my onion or, you know, take another hard look in the mirror and really question myself and have that honest conversation, I have another level of peacefulness, or the emotional roller coaster that I was once on continues to get less peaked and valleyed. You know, there's more stabilization mentally. So I think the value, first and foremost for me, comes from this is how I can identify with my clients, is that I used to live in this place where my mood for the day depended very much on what was going on outside of me. You know, if I showed up to work and everyone was generally in a happy place, I was probably in a happy place. But if I showed up there and somebody had had a kind of a cruddy morning, then it had an impact on me. And so I was giving away all of my personal power to external influences. And so I think the very first place that I can say that I come from now, or the value that I've gotten from this journey, has been that inner peace. And I think there's always, it's not like I've attained that. It's very much work. I have to work on it on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. You know, but I can really identify with somebody who, you know, is on a high one day and then is crashing hard the next day, whether it be because their business was hugely successful and then all of a sudden, you know, it hit the ground, or because of their children or, you know, their mate, whatever it is, that emotional roller coaster is a very, very exhausting place to be. And it often, we hear the term bipolar, and I think it makes you, I felt like at least, that I had some of that going on. And maybe I did. I've never been diagnosed with that, but I do think that's a really great way for me to, like, I felt that way. One day I was up and the next day I was completely down. But I think it was because I was giving my personal power. I know it was because I was giving my personal power away to those external influences. So the first thing would be that. The second thing I would say is that after I was able to find peace and harmony in myself, all of my relationships externally began to change. My relationship with my family, my children, was more stabilized. There's huge value in that. The relationship with my parents was completely different, my sister, my friends, and then the relationships with the people that I worked with, whether they were my employees or whether they were my coworkers, that was, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of peace that I felt in those relationships, where before it was like, oh, let's roll the dice and see how today is going to be. I'm not really sure. It's sort of up to Betty, who might come in, you know, with a completely pissed off attitude today, or Bob, who is always happy. You know, it was always the luck of the draw for the day. And so that would be the second thing I would say, is just the relationships, the value of my relationships with everyone around me, who I was interacting with, was completely different. Their mood didn't depend on how great I felt that day. The third piece of value I think comes to the bottom line, and where when we're building business, when we're growing business, my ability to take things to the next level and develop a solid revenue stream and let go of some of the fear that was holding me back before was unsurmountable. Everything began to shift for me, and I finally began to understand some of the things that I needed to do in order to make the kind of money that I wanted to make, in order to help my clients see their bottom line. And so, I think it is first, the relationship with yourself is the value. The second thing is the relationship with other people in terms of value. And then third is a monetary benefit or value.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. And I love that the way you help people encompasses all of those areas. That is just, it's fantastic, really. And it's such important work, as I said, that you do. How would you like to see your contribution and the work you're doing really impact the world? Like if you were almost looking at it, and it's way too early to talk legacy, but if you were almost looking at it from that perspective, what kind of mark would you like to leave on the world with what you're doing?
Well, I think that it's a combination of things. I'm very passionate about making a difference in the world and leaving every person, place, and thing that I come into any kind of an interaction with better than I found it, if possible. And two of my great, in that regard, sort of human, the human and or civic people that did good for others and really left a mark for me would be Mother Teresa and Buddha. My thing that I always say to my clients is, I find inspiration from them. If they can do it, I can do it. And so the mark that I definitely would want to leave is inspiring people in the same way that I have been inspired. Their humility, their ability to let people be who they are, not judging them and expecting them to be something that they're not. One of my favorite sayings is, love people from where they are, not from where you want them to be. Love people for who they are, not for who you want them to be. And I think it's interesting because we all quest not to be judged. I hear all the time, I don't want to be judged, they're judging me. But I think we also, in that same situation, we end up doing the exact same thing to the other people that we're wanting to free ourselves from their grasp. And so I think that for me, if I can even in one or two ways inspire people to understand that concept and how using their ability to love can make a huge difference. It's like the ripple effect. The one person that I have an impact on today may end up seeing six other people, and then those six people, it's amazing how far what we do can reach. And so that would be my goal, is to be able to have that ripple effect. Even people that I've maybe never touched before have had an impact from something that I have done or said with one of my clients. So that would be, I think, the first piece that would be important to me. And then the second piece would be how you can apply those things to living your life the way that you want to live it. And normally, when I'm working with clients, it is in their business. So finding that inner peace on a personal basis, but then applying those lessons, those practices, to really embracing what it is that you want to do and what your gift is that you were brought here to share with the world. And finding that, I just think life is too short for us to live in a job or in a field that is not fulfilling. If you wake up every single day and you're miserable going there, it's very challenging to combat those feelings, no matter how much internal or personal work, that you do. I think there's still going to always be this feeling of something is missing here. I'm missing out on something. There is more to this than what I've got going on. And I think that truly comes from, if you're an artist and you want to paint, you've got to do that. And I think being able to help people do that and make a living so that they don't feel like they have to be afraid of, living my dream means that I am going to be broke. I don't believe that that's true. I think that it doesn't have to be black or white. There's so many different ways that we can create and piece things together now, especially more than any other time on earth, to be able to live the life that they really, really want and desire, that's more fulfilling for them than just settling for some job that they, or business. I had several businesses that I absolutely hated. And it was like, I don't want to be in business if this is what it's supposed to be like. And I wasn't passionate about those businesses. So helping people to find the thing that really gives them that peace. So that would be the second thing, is applying those things to business.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Beautiful. What a beautiful aspiration for the world and your contribution to it. So tell me, what would you say would be the best exercise or tip or something that you could give someone who would really like to get started on the journey to thrive?
I would say they need to find, for me, I think I'm a connector, and it's important to me to find other people who have similar vision or who have a similar goal in mind. It can be very lonely to try and tackle these things on your own. And so for me, I always looked to people who had already done it, who were doing it. There were a few, you know, it doesn't have to be massive steps ahead of me, but that were always a little bit ahead of me so that I could learn from them. And so step number one, hands down, in my opinion, is find someone who can help you go through this process. You don't have to recreate the wheel. Someone has already done what you're wanting to do. Go ask them, find out what they've done, and then take the things that make sense for you and challenge yourself a little bit and begin to apply those things. So, you know, as a coach, I'm always a proponent of being coached. As long as I'm coaching people, it is my commitment to my clients and to myself that I will also always have a coach, because I believe that there's always another level for us. So find someone that can help you. Find a mentor, find a coach, find, you know, someone who can help you build that dream and chart a path to get there faster than you would on your own.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Emily, for being with us and sharing all of this great wisdom. And I know that those listening will want to be able to connect with you and learn more. Is there a website where they can go to do that?
Yes, there is. It is emily.petroff. And my last name is spelled P as in Paul, E, T as in Tom, R, O, F, F as in Frank, frank.com. So emily.petroff.com. They can find me on Facebook or Twitter. I love social media. So I'm, yeah, absolutely. They can connect with me in all of those different ways.
Oh, so beautiful. Well, again, thank you so much for being with us. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our award-winning magazines, our best-selling books, and our global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.